The story you may hear it again, and maybe it'll be verified. Somebody say, "Well, old Tut's all mixed up. He ain't got it right." But it seems that I think Walter had moved into a new neighborhood. I'm not sure. And was having the jam sessions on Friday night out in the yard. Uh-huh. And a neighbor complained. And, Walter said, "We're not hearing anything. Says we're just playing music or whatever." Kept on playing. And the neighbor called the police. The police come out and told Walter and them, to cut it out. So the minute the police left, they started back playing again. The neighbor called them. They come out and took Walter to jail. And I think he spent that Saturday night in jail. But this needs to be verified, and Don Norman can tell you. But I mean, what more can a guy do for his friends and for the music, to spend a night in jail for them?
Absolutely.
But I can't begin to tell you how important that was in my life. I learned a lot of music there at Walters. I learned, a lot about playing with other people, uh-huh, and learning when and not when, and when to play and when not to play and stuff like that. And we just had a wonderful time. Great, great memories. He was a stalwart in the bluegrass community. He didn't realize what he was doing. Uh-huh. I mean, he loved to play music and he liked to invite his friends, but I don't think he ever had any idea of the impact that he would have on the music and people getting together to play.